Today, we also celebrate the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, riding on a donkey over streets covered with palms. Jesus is heralded. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, the crowd acclaimed. And yet, a short time later, Jesus was arrested and mocked and crucified. How the winds of public opinion change. On this day, however, we are also full of joy and have arms and hands full of palms. Why palms, we might ask? In many historic cultures, including that of Jesus' time, palms were symbols of victory and peace and fertility. And given the climbing birth rate in this parish, I can only advise couples to be judicious in their handling of the palms distributed today. In the contemporary context, palms also symbolize the tropics, as well as vacation, a sense of calm and relaxation. Sitting under a palm tree with a cool beverage and a bountiful sun. The importance of palms cannot be understated. There are over 30 references to the use of palms in sacred scripture. Palms were and still are of great economic importance. Coconut products and oils and dates and wood, even palm syrup are still some of the potential uses. You knew I was going to get a food reference in there somehow. And like many other plants and animals and human beings, palms are threatened by intervention and exploitation, the destruction of tropical forests due to mining and urbanization and wood chipping has meant that at least 100 species of palms are currently endangered. So what does this have to do with Palm Sunday? A lot, I would suggest. As symbols of peace and victory, palms remind us of Christ's triumph over even death, of the victory which he earned for us, of the heart of the very Christian message, which is at all times to seek a peaceful relationship with God and with our neighbors. Indeed, a traditional food eaten on Palm Sunday in some European countries are peace cakes. And in the gathering space next to the palms, I have reproduced that recipe along with that for hot cross buns, in case you would like to try some. Food reference number 2. Palms. Jesus came to save the world. Not to destroy it. When we, you and I, fail to care for God's creation and waste food and water and exploit nature, we participate in some level of darkness. As our Holy Father so eloquently said in Laudato Si, although the post-industrial period may well be remembered as one of the most irresponsible in history, there is still reason for hope, says Francis, that humanity at the dawn of the 21st century will be remembered for having generously shouldered its grave responsibilities. And you wonder why this pastor is supporting geese on the roof of the parish offices. Francis always reminds us that concern for the natural world is no longer an option, but it's integral to the church's teaching on social justice. Our church has celebrated this day, Palm Sunday, also known as Passion Sunday, from its very beginnings in the color of red, which is seen throughout the worship space and elsewhere as a sign of Christ's blood. Of the supreme and redemptive sacrifice which was Christ's destiny to fulfill. And notice that our Lord did not arrive in Jerusalem in a chariot of war or the ancient equivalent of a Benz. But he was on the back of a humble donkey. Yes, there was fanfare. But in the midst of all of the hosannas and the palms was a simple, singular figure riding in very simple garments on an animal. So in the midst of our joy, in our celebration today, we are called to a humility in our collective imagining of Jesus's entry into Jerusalem, for unlike the crowd of the day, we know the outcome. The Savior praised today is placed on a cross, yes, but here is the penultimate outcome. He rises again in resurrection. Jesus wins, and we win too. And all of our hopes, like those of so many in the crowd on that day, are placed in his hands, and he never, never abandons us or seeks to push us away. For the Jesus of this Passion Sunday, and especially of Easter, a week from today, he's always offering us love, forgiveness, and mercy.